You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
This is Ashley Winch in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And I am Allison Renborg in Nashville, Tennessee. And you are listening to the monthly Equine Affair episode of Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 18th, 2025, for episode 3839. Man, that number gets bigger every time, and I'm just not ready. This episode is brought to you by Equine Affair. Good morning, Horse World.
It's the third Thursday of the month. That means it's time for the Equine Affair episode, North America's premier equine expo and equestrian gathering.
Allison, welcome back to reality. You survived another Equine Affair. Congrats.
I did. Thank you. I survived. It was great.
I see you in all the pictures and I'm like, I just hope someone's keeping her hydrated. Someone's giving you a snack. I just worry about you being on your feet for 14 hours a day.
Thank you. Yes, I can give full credit. I can tell you I am hydrated and caffeinated, and it all goes to Noah Ratner, our amazing announcer. That man is a saint. I love him. And every single morning he texts me and he says, "What's your order?" from the coffee store. And he usually has my order saved. He remembers how I like my coffee. And then he brings me coffee. And if I ask him extra nice, he brings me breakfast. And then he is also a bubbly seltzer lover like I am. And so God bless that man. He bought like two giant plats of seltzers and brought them to the office for me and for Ryan, my husband, who also drinks seltzer, and for Noah, who drinks seltzer, and anyone else who will drink seltzer. So like Noah Ratner takes care of me. Thank God, because without him, I don't know how I would do it.
Oh, well, thank you, Noah. We all need a Noah, you know, when you're on, when you're fully on, we all need a Noah. And he's great. I worked with him a little bit, actually. He co-hosted on the dressage show a little bit. And yeah. So I got to get to know Noah from that as well. So I'm on pins and needles. I have to know what your top three, only three, favorite things from Equine Affair Massachusetts that happened. Tough questions on Horses in the Morning today.
It's so tough, but you know, I think I can do it. I believe in you. You know, every day is an amazing day at the events. When we get started, I will say this, Wednesday is not so great because we're running around getting things ready. But once the show starts, it's just fun. It's fun from there on. They're long, fun days. I would say my number one, well, I'm not going to do them in order because I can't order them.
That's fair. Just three max, but they don't have to be in order.
One, watching Francis Billette win the Versatile Horse and Rider competition. He is a wonderful French-Canadian man. He had competed twice before, and I think he'd went from like, I want to say top 15 to top, maybe it was like top 10 his first year. He made it into the top 10. And then the next year he was third. And then he came back this time and he won it. And he won it beautifully and handily by like 12 points. Mm. And so I was super excited for him. He's got a gorgeous Palomino mare. And I loved it. And then I got to interview him and his wife. And they are the sweetest, best, nicest people.
Oh,
the best time. We laughed our heads off the entire time. And I just felt like I made two brand new friends.
Yeah. So
if they're listening, Francis and Symphony, you guys made my whole event because you were just the sweetest, nicest people to talk to. And I have also heard from everyone who knows Francis that he's incredible. So I was really thrilled for him. That was definitely a highlight of my event. And if anyone deserved to win, it was definitely Francis. He just killed it, knocked it out of the park. So that and his interview were the best moments of my event. I would say my second one would be during Fantasia, we had a new kind of act. We call it fondly the dog and pony show. And it was a head to head between Brittany Mayer on her Mustang, Copy That, and Amber McCune, who is a world champion dog trainer with her world champion border collie Typo. And so also it's adorable that we had a horse named Copy That
I and know.
A dog named Typo. But they came into the arena and they both did agility courses. So they sort of do a, I can do it better, who can do it better.
Yeah.
And that whole little act was just really fun to watch. Typo did a fantastic job and Copy That did a fantastic job. And they had the best time. You could just tell that they were killing it during the show and also having fun. So I loved that. And I am excited to say we're going to have the dog and pony show in Ohio too.
Yay!
Yes. So all of our Ohio horse and dog lovers, you can see both. And then my third thing, I got to meet a Canadian Cheval horse for the first time. I had never even heard of that breed.
No, me neither.
And not only did I get to meet them, they're these incredible sort of light draft Canadian horses. They're primarily black. They're the sweetest things. And all of the Canadian horses who were there were old horses. I'm talking 27, 28, 29. And they looked fantastic. Huh. And they moved fantastic. And I was just like, look at the longevity of this breed. These individuals are doing such a great, like they're doing well up into their older years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just happened to run across one of them in the breed pavilion with his owner. And I had an extrovert moment where I was like, hey, can I do an interview with you and your horse tomorrow? And we'll do like a whole educational video about Canadian horses. And I happened to meet Megan Currier, who was the owner of the horse, Raven. And so then I got to go do a really cool interview with her and hear all about how she fell in love with Canadian horses and why it was so important to her to bring the Canadian horses to Equine Affair, because it had been several years since they'd had a presence there. And that really was another just huge top moment for me, just to meet a new horse breed, meet an incredible ambassador of a horse breed and his wonderful person. So I had a great time.
I can see it. I can feel it. I'm only very jealous. But hopefully we'll be able to remake all this magic in Ohio in the spring.
Absolutely. You gotta come.
I know. I'm fingers crossed. I'll say with like 90% certainty I'll be there.
we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen because like it's just not Equine Affair in Ohio without Horse Radio Network anymore.
Well, and as we mentioned earlier, you know, if anything at all, it's an excuse for me to go shopping because now I have to outdo my outfits from last year.
Yes. You're
got to give the
outfit.
People what they want. So
yes. You're the glamazon. Of the Horse Radio Network. We need you there so you can...
keep going, Allison.
She's beautiful. She's talented. She's Miss United States.
Well, I mean, as much as I'd love to just go on about me, tell us what we have on the show for us today.
Yes. So today's show, we are chatting all about Equine Affair in Massachusetts. And it's not just me and Ashley. We are going to have a very exciting guest, two very exciting guests. The first one is Hayden Crystal. She is hilarious. You have probably heard of her before. If you were listening to the show a couple weeks ago, you heard her on the holiday week. Hayden came to Equine Affair. It was her first visit ever. And so we wanted to hear about it from her. And we will also maybe meet a few of her dogs and hear about her horses. So looking forward to that talk. And then our next guest is also a very special guest. This is Shelley Foucher. And she is one of our very own Horse Radio Network auditors. And she came to Equine Affair. And so we wanted to hear what she enjoyed and what she experienced. So it's going to be a really fun, upbeat, happy episode. And it's me and Ashley all day long. So like, what more could you ask for?
We're chatting all about Equine Affair in Massachusetts today, but Equine Affair in Ohio is right around the corner, and tickets are already available. If you'd like to join us at the Ohio Expo Center in Columbus, Ohio, on April 9th through 12th of 2026, buy your tickets on equineaffair.com today. We're already planning an incredible event, including exciting competitions, trade show, plenty of opportunities to meet and greet with horses and horse people, and a fabulous educational program with clinicians such as John Lyons, Dan James, Jason Irwin, Ben Longwell, Phyllis Dawson, and many more. And while you're buying your general admission tickets, don't forget to purchase your Fantasia tickets too.
So our first guest is Hayden Crystal, the world's most tolerable horse girl. She is a stand-up comedian, a proud horse person, the owner of several horses and donkeys, including the famed, the notorious Chicken Elizabeth Nugget. And she was our celebrity comedian in residence at Equine Affair in Massachusetts. It was her first trip to Equine Affair ever, so we thought we just had to have her on the show to share how horrible it was and what an awful time she had. So let's welcome Hayden to the show. Hi!
Hi, thank you so much for that lovely intro.
Yes, well, I practiced, you know, I took a long time to get my words
I can tell. It paid off.
She's been practicing her letters. We're really proud of Allison.
Oh, yes. Well, how are you? First of all, what's going on?
I'm good. I'm just here on kind of a cold and bleak day in Colorado, just hanging out with the dogs.
Yes. The dogs who I have been learning all about from your Facebook and the people teeth. And
the people teeth.
All the things.
The people teeth. I wasn't sure if we were going to talk about that because it is so disturbing. I might need to put a trigger warning episode.
People tell me to do that. And I'm like, she lives in my home. I don't get a trigger warning when she like turns a corner at night. So
for the uninitiated, could you please educate us on the people teeth situation?
Yes. So I have a rat nasty little border collie who is an Amish puppy mill reject. She was born deaf. She's a double merle. So she was an Amish puppy mill dump. And she is a freak. She's walking up. She's like, no, I'm not. I love you. But she is. She's just like, she's the weirdest dog I've ever met. And she's 12, almost 12 years old now. And her whole life, she's loved playing with like tennis balls and rocks and big logs and things of that variety. And because she's not a particularly well-bred dog, she also doesn't have great teeth. And so she's worn her canines down to the point that she has like her mouth looks like beautiful human dentures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she doesn't look.
When I first saw these pictures, I thought that it was like a fun like Snapchat filter.
Yeah, me too.
Do you know what's great is that Snapchat filters recognize Pinkman's face as human. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool and fun? Don't you love that?
Very cool.
I think I'm gonna have to process that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's upsetting. The whole Pinkman experience is pretty upsetting. I think she fits in here well.
Yeah. You seem to have a carefully cultivated menagerie of what's the word?
Not characters.
Misfits. Characters. They're characters. And they are very unique and very different. And we are just honored that you share them with the world.
I have a type. And that type is unmitigated chaos.
I was going to say unhinged.
Yeah.
I say as Pinkman is making monkey noises near me. I think it's partially that. I mean, I need to be entertained. I have raging ADHD and I need my animals to like provide entertainment.
Yeah.
But I also, I went to visit a draft horse sanctuary in Montana once. And the woman who ran it was lovely. And she was saying how much she liked my videos. And I had just had like, I think I had just posted the video of Cheese with his head stuck in the gate or something. And I was getting a lot of comments about people are like, oh, you're a terrible horse owner. And this the woman who ran the sanctuary was like, she's like, we all know that animals do stuff, like whether you want to admit it or not, like animals do stuff. And she was like, mine don't. She's like, but the reason I like watching yours do stuff is because mine don't, because I take horrific neglect and abuse cases where they're shut down and they don't feel safe to explore their environment, or they're so worried about doing anything wrong because they know they're going to be mercilessly beaten that they don't try anything. She's like, but I like watching your videos because your horses know that they can, like, she's like, clearly they're not afraid of anything. And she's like, they have a framework to feel comfortable. And she's like, and they're also not so worried about, clearly they're not worried about being beaten for nonsense. And it was like, it kind of changed my perspective a little bit. Like, I like the nonsense, but I also, and not to be like, ooh, I'm so great, but I like, when I'm really angry in particular, when they've done something really novelly stupid, I try to remember, like, I've created an environment where they feel safe enough to branch out and try that thing, and they have enough trust in me that I'm not going to hurt them for doing something they don't know they shouldn't do. So anyway, sorry, that was took the question in a different direction, but
no, it was beautiful.
It is beautiful, and it reminds us, like, I was sitting here thinking, yeah, I have a dog who I just got a few months ago, and his favorite thing is to roll around on the carpet on his back, just like a total doofus. And he was doing that when I had two HVAC workers in the house the other day. And at first he was nervous about them, and then he quickly got over it. And he was just like, I'm going to go roll around on the carpet. And one of them looked at him and said, that's how you know he's a happy dog. And I'm like, yeah. It makes you feel good when they do the goofy stuff because they feel safe.
As if on cue, my newest dog, the newest member of Parcus Acres, Creech, just brought me this Miracle-Grow like hose nozzle that she found.
Yep. You know, a classic canine toy.
Yeah, you know, the funnest.
You need to get to work, obviously. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
December is notoriously, famous and good for gardening. So, yeah, like especially in Colorado.
Too bad. Yeah. Better hop to it. Thank you, Grace.
So, just to stick with the theme of ADHD, we're going to do like a total 180 and talk about horses again.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Can you tell us about Equine Affair? Tell us what you experienced. Why did you want to come do that thing? And why did we get so lucky to get you?
So I have been, I didn't ever plan on doing like social media or like horse content. That was never in the cards, but like I was working full-time as a public speaker and a stand-up comic when COVID hit. And in 2020 and 2021, I lost over 90% of all my work. And like, I didn't have another job. My degree is in zookeeping, so it's not like I have marketable skills to go get another job. And so I also didn't know if my work was going to come back. Like, I didn't know if touring was going to be a thing anymore. And I was like, well, if I like social media and I like video editing and I'm always filming, I always have my camera out. So if I can teach myself to edit videos well, then maybe I can do that for other people in entertainment and still be tangentially involved. And I am the pet parent that always has like my phone shoved in their faces, like, they're so cute. But so I just had hours and hours of horse footage to practice editing on. And I started posting and those blew up and kind of went crazy. And so like, I have this big audience online that thinks I'm funny and thinks my animals are funny, but have no idea that I'd like do stand up for a living. So I've been trying to find ways to merge those two careers. And earlier this year, I got invited to go do like funny content stuff for the Big E, which is the fair that happens at the Eastern States Exposition. And it was my first time doing something specific. I've been explaining what I do at those events, like what hot girls are to Coachella. Like, I will go and hang out and take pictures and post about your horse event. I will go for entertaining content. And I had such a good time. I had no idea what to expect from the Big E, and I had so much fun. And I promoted their horse show and talked about horses there, and it was all horse focused. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And I was posting about it, and because it takes place at the same place, I had maybe 100 comments saying like, so you're coming to Equine Affair too? And I was like, I don't know what that is, but I googled it, And I was like, that sounds like my people. And I knew I liked the area. I knew I had friends there and it seemed really fun. And so I pestered you until you acquiesced.
No, it was not a pester. It was a, oh my gosh, she wants to come. Okay, play it cool. Play it cool.
That was my response when you responded. I was like, play it cool. Play it cool. My, I have a, my agent who represents me for college gigs loves that I'm such a good negotiator, because I'm always like, if it's a gig I really want to do, I'm like, I would do, I'll pay you. Is that?
That's the kind of business you learn in a zookeeping program. So.
Yeah, 100%. Very, yeah.
Yeah. Really, horse people, I was telling someone the other day, I was having to negotiate something, and I said, you know, I'm terrible at negotiating. I remember the first time I ever got told I needed to negotiate the price down on this horse I really, really wanted. And I think I was 12. So my parents put me on the phone with the owner of the horse. And I said, would you take less for him? And the man went, no, the price is firm. And I said, okay, great. That sounds great.
Amazing.
Oh my God. It's amazing that we ever got a contract done at all. To be honest.
Maybe that's why I have to run all mine through legal before I sign anything.
That's it. Yeah.
You think about it, it's like, what a dream. I was just talking about this with my girlfriend yesterday. Like, just the idea that I would get to go at all is a dream. Like the fact, I would pay to see Fantasia again. Like, just to go hang out with other horse people and see amazing horse sports and look at all the tack and stuff. That's like an excellent weekend. So the fact that I get to do this, like that I'm able to turn this into a career. And I think that something, you know, that I enjoy, but I also think brings real value to the events that I'm working with. You know, the fact that everybody wins is just the coolest thing ever.
And it was fantastic. I mean, we so enjoyed having you there. And I know that you, everywhere you went, basically you got mobbed, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody knew you. I mean, we're talking vendors, we're talking attendees, we're talking exhibitors. But my favorite story that you told me was that you were making stick horses in the Equine Fundamentals Forum.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about a child who recognized you.
Oh, I don't know. You might have to. I have Stick and Elizabeth Nugget right here. The stick horse.
You do.
The one that just was so amazed she couldn't speak. Which one?
Yes, that one. I mean, she was sitting across from you. I think you guys were both making horses. You were making Stick and Elizabeth Nugget, who I am glad, by the way, to see that it made it on the plane with you, that they let you take that home. That's so good.
Yeah, I just walked in with a lot of confidence. Like, yeah, I bring this stick horse on planes all the time. I was making stick horses, and there was a very nice young equestrian there who recognized me from online and was so excited. And she went and got her mom and her whole family. They all knew my videos, and we made stick horses together. And I watched her compete in the stick horse rodeo. And it was super cool. Like, it was... My dad says all the time, like, when you're doing social media, like, for, like, as a part of your job, like, Allison, I'm sure you know that sometimes it gets very easy to just, like, the numbers are numbers and they're kind of abstract and you're just working on, like, building the numbers and growing and posting. And, like, my dad always checks me and he's like, you, like, it's not like I have, like a little under 3 million followers now. And he's like, that's not 3 million, like, pixels. It's 3 million human beings.
Yeah.
And it was like, I think Equine Affair was the first time I'm like, oh yeah, that is a crazy number, because they were all there.
Yeah. They were there and they saw you, and they would, I mean, I remember one time I was crossing paths with you in the barn, and like, we're both so, you know, you were busy, I was busy. So like, it was one of the few times where we got to run across each other in the wild. And then you had like a crowd gathering to talk to you. And they just, you found your people. Your people were there.
I mean, I think that's like the most, like, and I will be forever grateful to Equine Affair in particular for this, because I think that was the first time where I like it was all my people. Like, it was such a big number of my people in a space. And like, it's like the attention is fun and like that part is cool. But like, the real beauty of that is like, it's something that I started doing because my life was falling apart. And like, the animals bring me, my animals bring me so much joy and I feel so much love for them. And the fact that like, we brought so much joy to so many people, and there's so many people in the world who like, all my animals are like rejects. They're the ones that other people didn't want. And so to know that so many people out there love them and find so much joy and value in them too, is like the most beautiful, moving, amazing experience in the world.
Absolutely. And I think that's what I love too, when I'm at the event, just like you were saying, it's easy to think people from my office, that I'm talking to people when I'm writing posts or press releases or whatever, and they're just kind of nameless people. And then yeah. I get there and I run into people and I realize, oh, I know who you are because you comment all the time. And I try to respond to every comment I can because it means so much to me that people take time to stop and comment on things. But then when I see them in person and they're actually there and they're having a good time, like that is, it is a refreshing experience at each of our events. Like, yes, it's exhausting. And yes, I'm there all day long. But it's wonderful to encounter people that I recognize from interacting with them online.
Well, I mean, it's also like you could be, I'm sure you have the same experience because you work so hard on creating this event all year long. And then, it becomes numbers and contracts and posting and doing that stuff. But then when you're there, you see, oh my gosh, like you get to see a kid watching Fantasia.
Yeah.
Like falling with horses for the first time. Like, it's just amazing. You're like, this is why we do all of that. It's just so cool.
It's 100% why we do it. And when people, that's why I love being like a fly on the wall in the breed pavilion too.
Yeah.
Is seeing people meet these new horses, these new breeds, new to them, or kids who don't get to grow up with horses, don't get to even pet anybody's horses, and then they get to come to the breed pavilion and actually pet them, take pictures, learn about them. It's just the most, it's almost like a sacred space there, because it's watching love stories get born, and it's amazing. Yeah,
that's a really beautiful way to put it. And I met breeds I had not heard of before, which I was like, I've been a horse girl for 30 years. I didn't know that they can't be dropping new horses.
Not if we don't know about it.
Yeah, I'm like, nobody ran this by me.
Rude.
Yeah, I'm like, where? My notifications are on. How did I miss this?
I didn't sign off on this. I got to meet a Canadian Cheval for the first time ever. I'd never heard of that breed.
Me neither. Now I'm obsessed. They're so cool. Yeah.
They're amazing. Talk about like barrel racing on one of those would be really fun because they can do anything. They're cool.
Yeah. My mom had the Foundation Morgans when I was growing up, and they remind me of that, like in terms of like how they're built and like their versatility. They're spectacular. I want one.
Me too. I run into this thing where I'm at our events and I meet horses that, for example, in Ohio this past year, I met a Suffolk Punch for the first time ever. It was fantastic. But these are the horses that, like, you know, when you're growing up in a crazy horse, crazy kid, and you have like a book of rare horse breeds and you study the pictures and you pore over them. And then when you meet one of those in the wild 20, 30 later, years later, you're like, oh my gosh, they do exist.
Yeah, it's like meeting a celebrity.
It is.
Absolutely. And what I think is the most dangerous thing at Equine Affair, at least to me, is going back through the barns, seeing the horses, and then seeing the ones up for adoption or sale. I'm like, I got to get out of here. This is not safe for me. I don't have a trailer. No, I shouldn't be allowed back here with a credit card. That's not, nobody should allow this.
Yeah, I will say that was my major criticism of Equine Affair, is that's psycho enabling behavior to have horse adoptions on.
I know.
And like, I was like, oh, good thing I didn't bring my trailer. Oh, great. Head one building over and buy one.
Yeah. Like, we could make it happen.
Insane. Insane. You know, I don't have the self control. I was just telling, my mom asked me what I wanted for the holidays. And I said, this horse I met at Equine Affair, Libby. I don't know if she got adopted yet, but she was so cute. I was like, I bet she would fit in the overhead compartment.
Totally.
She was only like 13 hands. She would fit.
That fits. Yeah. Yeah, and you know, the most diabolical thing is that we have ATMs on site too. I think that's really cruel.
Everybody thinks Allison's just this brilliant, well-spoken, you know, behind the scenes. She's an evil villain, really.
Yeah.
She's in her villain era. We see you, Allison.
Monstrous behavior.
I am such a monster. I look all sweet and demure. And
that's how she gets you.
Evil and calculating. but yeah, so the adoption affair. I loved that you kind of found your way over there by yourself, and then you just went hog wild, and you made so many great videos with the adoptable horses. And I know it's because you want one. And yeah. It's always a thing. But
I get them adopted because if I don't, then I will take them home. Right. But I like think in the past year, like leaning into like the horse and social media aspect of my career, because for a long time I was like, yeah, this is something fun I do on the side. And like, I do stand up. And then like having trouble convincing the stand up world, like that there's value there and that like there's a community there and that there's a whole that people are interested in this. And so kind of like leaning more into the social media side and working there. You know, because it's something I'm really passionate about, like thinking a lot about the power that that platform has. Yeah. And like, I know mostly horse nonsense. Like I post funny horsey animal videos and content, but I also am like, yeah, I've got like the potential to do a lot of good here. And I would feel not great about wasting it. And so like, if I can make a 10-second video and post it, and if I can get, you know, hundreds of thousands of eyes on a horse up for adoption and help, you know, help somebody else find their chicken nugget, then like, obviously I'm going to do that. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah. You have such a voice and such a crowd who, I mean, who knows who you'll influence, like literally influence to, maybe I do want to try adoption. Cause that is when I've talked to the adoption staff, that is kind of the biggest hurdle is people going, well, I can adopt a dog or a cat, but can I really adopt a horse? And it's like, yes, you can and you should. You can and you should.
I've never adopted a horse. I've adopted donkeys, but I've never adopted a horse. And it's not something that I had really considered until Equine Affair. Like, because again, I was like, in theory, I'm like, yeah, like there's like, you can ride adoptable horses, but I'm like, I don't really want a thoroughbred. But I was like, you know, talking to them and seeing all the horses there, I was like, oh, I didn't realize I had this own, like my own barrier. Like there's a lot of like wonderful, sweet, rideable, like perfectly lovely, adoptable horses out there.
100%.
Me.
Well, Hayden, hopefully you and I can get into some trouble at Equine Affair, Ohio.
Yeah.
I hope to see you in the sale barn and maybe who knows what we can get away with.
I'm fully planning on being there. There's no official anything yet. We haven't signed any contracts, but like as I told Allison before I even left, I'm like, it's going to take a restraining order out of Equine Affair. And even then I'm coming back with a
She's going to come with like a costume, you know, with the nose and the glasses, like the classic. I'm not Hayden Chicken Nugget who.
Yeah. And that wig, like, no, I'm French.
Yeah. Well, Hayden, tell us if people haven't put this together and found you on Facebook yet, where can they find you and Chicken Elizabeth Nugget? Give us all of your websites, socials, everything.
On almost everything, it's just my first name and last name, Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N, and my last name, Crystal, K-R-I-S-T-A-L. I've got two different pages on Facebook that confuses people. I got confused about logging in. So now there's two of them, Hayden Crystal Critters. But I'm on YouTube, I'm on TikTok, Instagram, all the good things. And if you want to come see me in person, I do comedy shows for a living. So you can do that. And if you run a horse event, book me to do it there. But I'm going to be in Detroit headlining the Detroit House of Comedy on December 26th and 27th for my last show of the year. So.
Yes. And I do know we have some of our Patreon listeners are planning on going and they're making it like a horse girl night out. So.
Oh, please do. Well, please tell them that it's going to be an insane horse girl night out because I went to, you're never going to believe this, horseback riding camp, like a girl ranch camp growing up. And then I was a counselor there and I go back for alumni weekend every year. And so there's a bunch of horse camp alumni coming too. So.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be horsey.
That's amazing. And yes, we are definitely, you are on my list to call and set up a meeting for Ohio this month where it's happening. So like, you're not getting rid of me either. We can do a mutual restraining order if it comes to that. So thank you so much, Hayden. This was amazing. And I can't wait to see you next year.
I know. I'm so excited. Well, please keep in touch before then. This was so much fun. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
Did you attend Equine Affair in Massachusetts too? We would love to hear from you. We have a post-event survey available on our website now. If you fill out the survey, you just answer a few questions about your experiences so you can help us shape future Equine Affairs. And the best part is you are automatically entered for a chance to win either a pair of single-day admission tickets to our 2026 Massachusetts event or a pair of tickets to a performance of Fantasia in Massachusetts. So you can fill it out up until December 31st, and we'll put the link in the show notes. Thank you.
Heavy new blankets, bulky coolers, tubs of supplements, even prescription items. No problem. At Chewy, every order over $49 ships free, so you can stock up on everything your horse needs for winter without the heavy lifting. Order online or in the app, and let Chewy deliver right to your barn. Fast, free, and hassle-free, so you can spend more time enjoying winter rides with your horse. Start shopping now at chewy.com/equine. Shelley is a dressage queen who trail rides and hunter paces in New England, who has attended not only the past Equine Affair that just happened in Massachusetts, she's been going for over 20 years to the Massachusetts Equine Affair. Shelley, that is absolutely amazing. I know you said you plan your whole year around Equine Affair. Tell us what your favorite part was this year.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I think I love the fact that it combines so much and everything horse related. Like I always say, you can pretty much go there and just about find anything you need. And I love how it's literally just the one set price. You get to see clinics from all different disciplines. Like you get to meet so many different breeds of horses. Like I literally am just like a kid in the candy store there. Like I absolutely love it.
It definitely feels that way. Even to me now, having worked there for several years, there's just something special when we first get into the event and then the doors open on Thursday morning. And then I'm like, yeah, this is, I work in the candy store now, but that doesn't mean I don't still love eating all the candy.
Well, I'm glad you're willing to share with us. But yeah, no, I absolutely love it. And I love the social media presence that it's gotten to, like all the hype leading up to it and all the vendors showing them like packing up and setting up and showing their booths. And I like the booth contest too, because I think it allows vendors to get a bit more creative, and especially some of the booths like are so eye-popping and eye-catching.
Oh, I know some of those booths, I'm like, when did they get in to set this up? Like, do you have, are these what the elves are doing in the off season? Like, are they just hiring Santa's elves to come in and set up Equine Affair? I need to know who's doing all that.
It feels that way. Honestly, you would be shocked. I'm always shocked how quickly they put it all together. And like, how quickly it all comes down too, because yeah, we have 2 or 3 days of setup, but at 5 o'clock on Sunday night, things are coming down and they come down like a house of cards. It's really, they're so good at what they do. The exhibitors who do this all the time, they're so good at it. They make this magical space and then they just collapse it and put it in their pocket and go, okay, see you guys later. Like how do you
magicians? They're magicians.
Yeah, seriously.
Wizards.
Yeah, it's got to be something like that.
Yeah. So what you mentioned the clinics. What clinics did you go to this time around? Like which ones really stuck with you?
Well, I went on Friday, so I watched the Versatile Horse and Rider competition. And I actually, I had a friend that rode in it.
Who?
It was she was where I actually met my horse originally. So I used to be at her barn like 2 years ago. But her name's Sherry Pasquale Cassidy. She had her horse was named Sir Sirocco. Yeah, she was kind of the one that got me to really cross train with the whole dressage and trail riding thing. Like, we've done a bunch of trail riding trips. And yeah, so she tried it out. And it was a big atmosphere for him, but you know, she gave it a great effort, and I really am proud of her, because I don't think my horse could have dealt with an atmosphere like that. So I give props to all the people that can. And I think the winner actually went right after her, so I saw his round too, and I knew right away. I was like, this guy is the contender.
Oh yeah,
for this, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. No, his round was great. So I saw that there was a dressage clinic earlier in the day, too, that I had seen in Mallory. And so I watched a bit of that because, of course, I love seeing. And I think it was more of like an upper level clinic. And I love seeing that, especially when dressage really starts to look like dancing and all the move and all the upper level movements and stuff. So,
So I saw
that.
Did you go to Fantasia? Did you see the,
I did.
The pink? Oh, so what did you think of the Pink Pony Club Fantasia performance?
I thought it was great. I loved it. I thought it was very entertaining. I loved all the different acts. I love all the different people that you guys can get. Like, I loved the one with the two, I think they were sisters or friends, but they did like the dog agility.
Yeah.
With that, that was creative. That was awesome. I loved the trick riding. Like, yeah. I would love to be that little girl when I grow up. Like, I absolutely loved that. The drill teams, too. I loved it. My barn, actually, a bunch of my friends, when we were younger, we had seen Fantasia 1 year, and we had tried to do it. And, gosh, I cannot give those guys enough credit for being able to do that, because it looks so easy, and it is not at all. Like, from having to actually try it myself, I was like, yeah, we were just a complete jumbled mess. So the fact that they can execute those moves, like, on time, perfectly, like, every horse in sync, it's insane.
And it really is, like, when I go back and I watch the video of those, because I'm usually shooting video at the time, so I'm not necessarily paying attention to what they're doing. I'm just making sure that I'm, like, getting good video. But then later when I go back and watch it, and, like, and you watch the horse's strides, they're just so perfectly lined up. And it is amazing what they do. The Canadian cowgirls are just like top notch, incredible. I can't say enough about them too. It's just amazing.
And they're so kind and polite. Like, they're just lovely little things.
Yeah.
Really.
They're so sweet. I mean, that's the other thing, is everybody's so nice. And I guess we're just all so happy because we're surrounded by candy. So why wouldn't
yeah.
we be? But I've never met anyone who was not in a great mood being there.
Yeah. No, Equine Affair definitely is the highlight. I always look forward to it. Always.
Yay.
Yeah.
That makes me feel so good.
Yeah, just everything. And the fact that it just like does encompass everything. I mean, the shopping, the breeds, like the fact that like the Fantasia show, like, I mean, all of that. I mean, it literally, I don't think there's a facet that you guys don't really cover that involves horses.
That's what we try to do.
Well, I did find a weak link, Shelley, and I'm going to pitch it to you. This is an idea that Hayden and I came up with before our chat today on the show. We thought that it would be a really great add to Fantasia to have horses doing things that they're really bad at. For example, Ooh. Chicken Elizabeth Nugget racing around barrels.
Oh, yes.
Like
yes.
just horses competing in things they have no business competing in.
And especially if you could add like a comedy feel to
right?
it. Yeah, that would be amazing, especially with her type of comedy. And I mean, that's how she like has pulled people in. It's just because she has a great sense of humor about everything.
Yeah, I think it's like the Fantasia B team, and it's just horses out there trying their darndest. And it's so bad.
And I think a lot of us can relate to it, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. speaking of that, Shelley, so you saw the VHRC. So did you see Hayden stand up during the intermission?
No, I actually didn't. No, yeah, I was actually, I was shopping during that.
Well, yeah, that's understandable.
I know. I feel bad that I missed it because I did see that she was there and I was looking at like her stories and I follow her on Instagram. So yeah. I was following the fact that she was there. So, yeah. But no, I wish I had seen her stand up.
Yeah, maybe we can get her to do it again in Ohio. We'll see.
Yes.
But yeah, she was so much fun. But I'm so glad you went to the competition. And because I mean, honestly, the VHRC writers, I'm always in awe of them. They, especially the ones who it's their first time, because I mean, that course can be pretty scary. And they, I would be afraid to do it. I would be, I'm just going to say it. It would scare the pants off of me, but they do a great job every time.
Yeah, like the bear, like the fact that you have to have your horse stand still while you go and like climb into a carriage and wave a flag, like, yeah, your horse has to be like some, like a special animal to put up with all of that. And I would die to be able to do the competition myself. But yeah, I don't, my horse would definitely not be a fan of it and the big atmosphere. I mean, he's a ham and a half, but yeah, it's just, it is a lot. So I do give people credit that can not only like even attempt it or, but I mean, just to get through it, and especially their, when their horses make it look effortless. Like, absolutely. Yeah, well, I, like I said, I had watched the winner's round and yeah, he completely made it look effortless.
Well, you know, you've got a year to prepare because we'll be back next year. So
yes,
think about it.
I know. No, it was nice to know somebody that competed because that was the first time I actually knew somebody that was there and competing. So it was nice to also cheer somebody on that I knew.
All right. Well, we've got to wrap up. We're out of time, but thank you so much for coming to Equine Affair for more than 20 years. Big round of applause for you. And then thank you for coming on the show to share about it. I love hearing it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. So thank you,
well,
Shelley.
Thank you for having me and thank you for throwing on an amazing event that,
aww.
Yeah, that just, yeah, it's a great horse edition. It's a great horse exposure. I mean, we send all of our lesson kids and parents to it too. Aww. And we tell them, we're like, yeah, your kid is going to absolutely love it there if they love horses. So
I love that.
That's where we send everybody for shopping, especially winter and Christmas shopping. So it is a perfect time for it as well. But yeah, so thank you. And I've been enjoying it for the past 20 years and I look forward to another 20.
Absolutely. Well, we will see you at Equine Affair then. Well, you can learn more about Equine Affair at our website, equineaffair.com, or by visiting us on Facebook and Instagram at Equine Affair, or you can go over to our YouTube channel and just search for Equine Affair and see lots of cool videos that I happen to edit. So you might like to see those.
I know, I sure do. You can follow Horses in the Morning on Facebook. Just search for Horses in the Morning on your favorite podcast player. And be sure to check out all of our other shows over at horseradionetwork.com.
We'll see you at Equine Affair.